Age is just a number, and it doesn't limit our ability to change. The idea of the power of now tells us that every moment is a chance for us to make a difference. Like a river that keeps flowing, time always gives us new opportunities to change our path. This idea matches with Stoic beliefs, reminding us that it's never too late to make important changes in our lives. Every new beginning starts with the end of an old one. These words, which repeat Seneca's wise words, remind us of how powerful change and development can be. From this point of view, we should accept that life goes in cycles and recognize that deaths are not only the end, but also the start of something new. Having this kind of perspective helps us stay upbeat and strong when things change, because we know that every ending, no matter how hard, can lead to something good and new. It's easy to think that once we hit a certain age, our chances to change and grow are gone, because we live in a society that often praises youth as the best time to learn and grow. In contrast, what if we told you that it's never too late to start over, learn new things, and change for the better? As we go through life, there are times when our old habits and our hopes for the future take different tracks. At these points of no return, the timeless knowledge of Stoicism shines best, showing the way forward. People who are older often feel like they don't have as many chances as they used to. Stoicism, a philosophy with roots in old Greece and Rome, offers a different perspective. It shows us that every stage of life is full of possibilities, and every moment is a chance to start over. Marcus Aurelius said, "The universe changes. Our life is what our thoughts make it." This strong quote shows that Stoics believe that the mind has the power to change things, no matter what age or situation you are in. It's not just a philosophy. Stoicism is also a way of life. Its ideas are just as important now as they were when Seneca, Epictetus, and Marcus Aurelius wrote them. This philosophy teaches us to concentrate on what we can change, to separate ourselves from the results of other people's actions, and to find inner peace and resilience in the face of the changes and difficulties that come with life. This way of thinking gives you a lot of power, especially when you want to keep learning and change yourself. Let's start this trip together. Remember that it doesn't matter where you come from or how old you are. What matters is that you are ready to live in the present. Use the power of now and take bold steps toward ongoing learning and growth. Let the advice of the Stoics help you get through the rough seas of change. Let's also talk about how it's never too late to reinvent yourself and reach your full potential. We're going to talk about how it's never too late to change, get better, take on new challenges, and reinvent yourself today. Now, come with us as we learn the secrets of Stoicism for improving yourself and learning throughout your life. Our first lesson will be about understanding the power of the present moment. Lesson 1. Enjoy the present. The first and most important lesson on the Stoic path of ongoing learning is to enjoy the present moment. Seneca once said, "True happiness is to enjoy the present without worrying about the future." This is what drives our desire to keep growing. According to Stoicism, time is not seen as a straight line, but as a set of present moments in which we live and act. Right now is where our power is. The past can't be changed, and the future is hard to guess. As a result, we can control and act in the moment. Getting started over today, you might feel bad about missed chances or anxious about the unknown future. Stoicism, on the other hand, instructs us to see each day as a fresh start. When you wake up in the morning, tell yourself that you can start over, learn something new, or break a bad habit. This way of thinking isn't just for kids, it's a timeless idea that works for everyone. Actionable steps to live in the present. 1. Mindful awareness. Do a mindfulness activity first thing in the morning. Pay attention to your breaths as you sit still. Forget about the past and the future that you are worried about. focus on the present moment. 2. Daily affirmation. Tell yourself every morning that today is a new chance to learn and grow. Speak. Today, I am a learner. Today, I embrace new beginnings. 3. You should pick a small thing you want to learn or get better at. It could be something as easy as reading a chapter, learning a new language for 15 minutes, or cooking something new. The important thing is to make it realistic and based in the present. The Stoic way to learn for life. The Stoic way to learn for life is to develop an attitude that sees the present as a place where growth and change can happen. It means seeing each day as a new part in your life book where you are the author and can start writing a new story no matter what page you are on. The lesson of Stoicism that we should use the present to start changing and learning is a strong warning that age is just a number. Your road to continued growth and development is set by how you think and act today. Don't miss this chance. It's never too late to learn, grow, and change. Lesson 2. Being strong in hard times. Stoic philosophy is based on a deep understanding of how unpredictable life is and how bad things will always happen to you. Marcus Aurelius, a famously Stoic emperor, said, "What stands in the way becomes the way." This lesson is about turning problems into opportunities, which is a key way of thinking for anyone who wants to learn new things and improve themselves throughout their life, but especially as they get older. Adversity as a teacher. Stoics don't see problems as problems, but as lessons that are worth learning. You can practice virtues like patience, courage, and resilience every time you face a problem. It's normal to have problems when you're trying to learn something new or get used to something new. Don't see these as mistakes. Instead, see them as ways to get better and master things. Choosing to be uncomfortable. Choosing to be uncomfortable is a way to build resilience. In this case, stepping out of your comfort zone could mean doing something that scares you or taking on an intellectually difficult job. Being able to handle pain is something that you should work on because it will help you in all of your learning. Steps you can take right now to build resilience. 1. Dare yourself every day. Come up with a small way to leave your comfort zone every day. It could be starting a talk about a subject you don't know much about, taking up a new hobby, or learning a new language. 2. Think about your past successes. Every day, take some time to think about the problems you've solved in the past. Your confidence in your capacity to overcome future challenges is strengthened by this thought. 3. Having a growth mindset means believing that your skills and intelligence can improve with commitment and hard work. As you begin to see problems as chances to learn and grow, this attitude encourages resilience and a love of learning. 4. Writing in a book every day can help you see things more clearly. Write down not only the problems you face, but also how you deal with them. This practice gives you a sense of perspective by showing you how you've dealt with problems in the past. Read over your posts to see how you've changed and how you can keep growing. This habit fits with the Stoic practice of self-reflection, which helps you remember what you've learned and get ready for new tasks. 5. Prayers for the Stoic. Set aside time for prayers for the Stoic that focus on resilience. Think about the idea of the dichotomy of control, which means separating what you can control from what you can't. Focusing on the things you can change, like your actions, responses, and attitudes, gives you more strength to deal with problems. This exercise also makes you less anxious about things going on in the outside world, which makes you more adaptable. To be more resilient when you're having a hard time learning new things or adjusting to changes, remember yourself of the Stoic view that everything changes, even the hard things. You can turn every problem into a learning opportunity and every failure into a chance to improve your character by asking yourself, "What can this teach me?" The Stoic practice of building resilience through suffering entails actively utilizing them for one's own development and education. You can approach the path of ongoing learning with confidence and purpose, regardless of your age, by accepting obstacles and seeing them as chances to gain strength and knowledge. Remember that your path of ongoing growth is not what happens to you, but how you react to it. With this second lesson, you now have another strong Stoic tool to help you deal with change and keep learning throughout your life. Stay tuned, because we're going to talk about more Stoic lessons that can help you change and grow at any age. Lesson 3. Knowing yourself and talking to yourself inside. Reflective self-examination. Stoicism tells us how important it is to know ourselves and keep looking at ourselves. Through his personal thoughts and observations in meditations, Marcus Aurelius showed how this could be done. The goal of this lesson is on getting to know yourself better, which is an important part of learning and growing as a person. Stoics says that knowing yourself is important for personal growth, so it plays a big part in learning. By being aware of your feelings, thoughts, and behaviors, you can see your abilities and areas where you can improve. Knowing yourself better is important when you're trying to learn new things or adjust to change, because it helps you make smarter choices and face problems more clearly. Doing reflective self-examination. To do reflective self-examination, you need to regularly take time to think about and study your actions and thoughts. This process helps you make sure that your actions are in line with your values, see patterns that aren't serving you, and change the way you act on purpose. Actionable steps to become more self-aware. 1. Daily self-reflection. Take a few minutes every day to think about what you did, what you thought, and how you felt. Did I act in line with my values today? Or, what emotions did I feel today and why? Are some questions you could ask yourself. 2. Mindful response practice. When you have to make a choice or respond, take a moment to think about what you want to do. This practice helps you think about what you're doing before you do it, rather than acting on impulse. 3. Feedback. Ask trusted friends, family, or co-workers for feedback on a regular basis. Looking at yourself from the outside can help you understand parts of yourself that you might not be fully aware of. 4. Reading and thinking about philosophical texts. Read and think about philosophical texts from different schools of thought, not just Stoic ones. Think about how these ideas fit in with your own opinions and experiences. This helps you get a more well-rounded view of life and learning by expanding your knowledge. 5. Stoic thought activities. Do Stoic exercises, like view from above, in which you picture seeing your life from a faraway point of view. This activity helps you see your actions and their effects in a bigger, more objective way. Stoic practices like becoming more self-aware and doing thoughtful self-examination can help you learn more about yourself and find your way through ongoing learning. You can get a better sense of who you are by regularly thinking about your feelings, actions, and thoughts, and asking others to give you feedback. You can learn, change, and grow better because of this, no matter what stage of life you're in. You can have a more mindful, focused, and satisfying learning journey as you continue to learn about and use these techniques. Fourth lesson, choose the virtue of moderation. Lesson 4, the virtue of moderation. Temperance and self-control are two of the most important virtues in Stoic philosophy. To be tolerant, you must use moderation, balance, and self-control in all areas of your life. This lesson is all about how important moderation is for learning new things and growing as a person, especially as we get older and deal with the challenges of life. Temperance is important for learning because Stoicism says that any kind of excess can make life unbalanced and discordant, whether it's too much emotional pleasure or too much focus on one thing. It can lower the level of learning and life in general. So, temperance means finding a good balance and making sure that our goals, like learning new things and getting better at things we already know, are in line with living a full and happy life. Steps you can take right now to develop temperance. 1. Use mindfulness when you eat, watch TV, or read material every day. Ask yourself if the things you're eating are making your life better or making things worse. Put limits in place. 2. Set limits on your learning. Being excited about learning is great, but you should also set limits to keep from getting burned out. Make sure you have set times to learn new things, rest, and do other things. 3. Think about your wants and actions. Check your wants and actions often to make sure they are in check. Do you think you're spending too much time on something? Are your wants making you act in ways that aren't appropriate? Reflecting on yourself helps you keep a fair view of things. 4. Do a variety of things to keep things in balance. Do a variety of things. If you spend a lot of time thinking about things, make up for it with artistic or physical hobbies. This all-around method improves health and helps people keep learning. 5. Say no a lot. Being temperate means being able to turn down some things, like chances, requests, or even your own wants. This helps you stay focused on what's important and keeps you from committing too much or giving in too much. To live a balanced and self-controlled life, you need to practice temperance. In the setting of ongoing learning, it makes sure that our search for information and skills is practical and fits with our other goals. With mindful spending, setting limits, thinking about what we want, doing a variety of things, and learning to say no, we can keep our learning and life in balance. This Stoic virtue is important for a full and well-rounded personal growth path, especially as we get older and try to handle the complicated things in life with calmness and knowledge. Lesson 5. Learn how to be grateful. Lesson 5. The art of gratitude. Focus on being thankful. Being thankful is an important part of Stoicism. This lesson is all about how important it is to have a happy attitude, which is a key part of both personal growth and learning throughout life. One strong Stoic way to keep a positive and open mind is to focus on and appreciate what we have instead of complaining about what we don't have. This is especially true as we get older. Focusing on the present and appreciating the worth of what we have right now are important parts of the Stoic philosophy. This includes things we can't see or touch, like our memories, knowledge, connections, and even our problems, because they all help us grow. Being grateful not only makes us feel better, but it also makes us more open to learning and personal growth with happiness and peace. Steps you can take right now to show gratitude. 1. Writing down 3 things you are thankful for every day can help you start or end the day. These can be as easy as a nice day, a good book, or a chance to learn. This practice helps you stop focusing on what you don't have and start noticing what you do have. 2. Think of challenges as chances to grow. When you face problems, stop and think about what they can teach you and how they help you get better. This new way of looking at things can change how you feel about problems into thanks for the lessons they teach you. 3. Enjoy the little wins. As you learn and grow as a person, remember to enjoy the little things that you do well. This praise encourages you to grow even more and makes you feel thankful for your progress. 4. Say thank you to other people. Make it a habit to thank important people in your life, like family, friends, and mentors. Recognizing their influence on your life helps to improve your relationships and reinforce your own feelings of thanks. 5. Stoic meditations on impermanence. Do stoic thoughts that are about how life and things will change over time. This exercise helps you value what you have more, which leads to a lasting feeling of thanks. 6. Mindful enjoyment of the present. Throughout the day, take a few moments to just enjoy and notice what you're doing and where you are. This mindfulness exercise makes you more aware of the present moment and makes you naturally grateful. Stoicism says that learning how to be grateful is a life-changing practice that helps both emotional and intellectual growth. By practicing gratitude, you learn to see the worth in every moment, every struggle, and every chance to learn. Going about things this way not only makes you feel better, but it also makes you more open to learning and growing throughout your life. When you practice thankfulness, you can go through life with a heart full of thanks and a mind open to constant growth. Lesson 6. Be mindful and aware of the present moment. Lesson 6. Being aware of the present moment. Embrace mindfulness in your daily life by cultivating mindfulness and present moment awareness. Even though Stoicism and mindfulness come from different philosophy systems, they both stress life in the present. The Stoic desire of tranquility and wisdom is enhanced by the incorporation of mindfulness techniques into daily life, which is especially important as we continue to learn and grow throughout life. Stoicism and mindfulness work well together, focusing on the moment and becoming more aware of our thoughts, feelings, and behaviors are things that both Stoicism and mindfulness teach us. When we're in this higher state of awareness, we can handle life's challenges with calm and understanding instead of responding on impulse. In the setting of ongoing learning, mindfulness helps you learn things better and deal with problems while keeping your mind calm and focused. Simple things you can do to incorporate mindfulness. 1. An easy way to start or end your day is to do some mindful breathing every day. Pay attention to how your breath feels as it comes in and out of your body. If your mind slips, bring it back. This exercise clears your thoughts and gets you into the present. 2. Take time every day to fully watch your surroundings with your mind. This is called mindful observation. It could be as easy as paying attention to the little things in a room, like the way something feels or the sounds of nature. Being able to be fully present is improved by this exercise. 3. Mindful listening in talks means paying full attention to the person who is talking without thinking of what to say next. This not only helps you listen better, but it also makes your relationship stronger. 4. Body scan meditation. Make a body scan meditation a regular part of your life. Relax each part of your body one at a time while you lie down or sit easily. This brings you back to the present and makes you more aware of your body's feelings. 5. If you want to learn mindfulness, make eating a meal a habit. Slow down your eating and enjoy the tastes and textures of your food while also recognizing that it is feeding you. This practice makes you more grateful and aware of your surroundings in your daily life. 6. Reflective pauses. During the day, take short breaks to think about how you're feeling and what you're thinking. Accept them without judging them, and then gently bring your attention back to the job at hand. Having this habit helps you stay in a state of mindfulness all the time. 7. The power of mindful thought and decision making. One of the most important ways that Stoic philosophy can be used is to incorporate mindfulness into the decision-making process. To learn the worth of making decisions based on reason and acting with care, read Stoicism. You can make sure that the choices you make are in line with your values and long-term goals by practicing mindful reflection before you make a choice. Your stoic journey of tranquility and knowledge can be improved by incorporating mindfulness into your daily life. Mindfulness helps you be fully present in every moment, which makes learning more important and full. It gives you the strength to handle the trials of life with calm and understanding. Mindfulness is a useful tool for personal growth and lifelong learning as you continue to learn and grow. This is especially true when it comes to learning and personal growth, where the choices you make can have a big effect on your progress. Simple things you can do to make decisions more mindfully. 1. Before you make a choice, stop and take a deep breath. Whenever you have to make a big decision, do this. This puts some time between the trigger and the reaction, which lets you make a better choice. 2. Think about your values and goals. Think about how each choice fits with your long-term goals and core beliefs. Ask, does this choice lead me towards the person I aspire to be? 3. Think about long-term effects. When you make a choice, don't just think about the short-term effects. Think about the long-term effects as well. This encourages a forward-thinking attitude that is important for learning throughout life. Developing mindful resilience in the face of hardship. Mindfulness is also a key part of building resilience, which is an important trait for Stoics who want to find inner peace and grow as people. Being mindful when things go wrong helps you learn how to deal with problems without getting stressed by them. Being aware of this lets you act with calm and reason instead of letting your feelings control you. Ways to practice mindful resilience in real life. 1. Recognize and name your feelings. When you're having a hard time, take a moment to recognize and name your emotions. This awareness acts as a wall between feeling the emotion and acting on it. 2. While you're feeling stressed, pay attention to your breath to bring yourself back to the present moment. This easy habit can help you feel less anxious and think more clearly. 3. Reflective writing on challenges. Write down your thoughts and feelings about the problems you're facing on a regular basis. Over time, this can help you see trends in how you deal with problems and choose more mindful ways to react. Making mindfulness a part of your daily life can help you live more in line with Stoic ideals. It makes you more aware of the present moment, which helps you learn and live with a calm, focused, and open mind. A state of tranquility and knowledge that is necessary for personal development and efficient learning at any age can be attained through mindfulness practice. Your journey of ongoing learning and self-improvement will be enhanced by adopting these practices, which help you manage the difficulties of life with a mindful and stoic attitude. Lesson 7. Care and understanding. With compassion and empathy, you can understand and connect with other people better. Stoicism, which is often thought to promote emotional distance, actually helps people become more compassionate and empathetic. In the field of ongoing learning, these virtues are essential for personal development, comprehending others, and establishing deep connections. Empathy and compassion make our lives better by letting us learn from both our own and other people's points of view and experiences. Stoicism and the duty to care. Stoicism teaches us how important it is to see things from other people's points of view and recognize that we are all human. This kind of empathy makes it easier to deal with other people, which is important for both emotional and business growth. By developing empathy, we make ourselves more open to different situations and points of view, which helps us learn and understand the world better. Steps you can take right now to develop kindness and empathy. 1. Active listening. When you talk to other people, listen actively. Pay close attention to the person speaking and try to see things from their point of view without judging or responding right away. This shows that you care about and value what they think and feel. 2. Communication and empathy. When you talk to someone, Try to picture yourself in their shoes. To do this, you might need to think about their past, their experiences, and their mental state, and then react with kindness and understanding. 3. Volunteering and getting involved in the community. Do volunteer work or events in your neighborhood. These kinds of events can help you see things from a different angle, understand different kinds of situations better, and develop awareness and kindness. 4. Writing in a journal to think on social experiences. Write in a journal about the people you meet every day. Write down times when you felt strongly connected or disconnected from other people, and then look into why that was. Understanding your mental reactions and having more awareness are both helped by this exercise. Stoic thought about how all people are one. Think about how all people are linked in a stoic way on a regular basis. Understand that everyone is a part of a bigger group, and that kindness and understanding are necessary for everyone to get along. Mindfulness and controlling your emotions. When interacting with others, be mindful of your feelings. When you are aware of your feelings, you can reply with care and understanding instead of moving without thinking. Accepting differences to build empathy. To become more empathetic and compassionate, it's helpful to learn about different countries, values, and ways of living. Stoicism helps us understand people better by teaching us to look at things from different points of view. This contact broadens our view and tests our beliefs, which helps us develop a more sincere and all-encompassing understanding. Steps you can take right now to welcome diversity. 1. Explore different cultures and customs. Do something to learn about cultures and traditions that are different from your own, like reading books, watching movies, traveling, or talking to other people. This makes you more empathetic and opens your eyes to a bigger range of situations. 2. Join groups or events that bring together people from different backgrounds and take part in culture exchange activities. Taking part in events and talks can help you understand how other people live and think. 3. Challenge your own biases. Look at your own biases and assumptions often and question them. To really understand and empathize with others, you need to be aware of your flaws and work on them. How to show kindness in tough situations. When things get tough or heated, compassion is often put to the test. Stoicism tells us to stay calm and understanding, even when things go wrong or people disagree with us. Using kindness in these cases not only helps you grow as a person, it also makes things go more smoothly. Steps you can take right now to show kindness in tough situations. 1. When you're in a fight, try to see things from the other person's point of view and feel what they're feeling. Instead of trying to win, go into the problem with the goal of solving it. 2. Help people who are having a hard time. When someone is having a hard time, show them love and understanding. Sometimes the most compassionate thing you can do is just be there and listen. 3. In times of stress, use stoic reflection. When things are really stressful, take a moment to think about stoic ideas like the dichotomy of power and the value of calm. This helps you react in a calm and caring way. By doing these things every day, you improve your ability to understand and care about other people, especially in difficult or unique situations. Not only do these extra activities fit with Stoic philosophy, but they also make your personal and social life better, which makes the world a more harmonious place. A big part of Stoic practice is developing kindness and understanding, which helps you connect with others more deeply and grow as a person. We get to know and connect with the people around us better when we actively listen, understand, do community service, and think about our relationships. This not only makes our relationships stronger, but it also gives us new ways to learn and understand, which makes our life journey more meaningful and full. By doing these things, we show the Stoic virtues of understanding and care, which are important for living a healthy and worthwhile life. Lesson 8. Develop your perseverance and persistence and stay firm. Stoicism shows us how to keep going even when things get tough, especially when we're trying to improve ourselves and learn new things throughout our lives. This lesson is all about building up the strength to stick to our plans and goals, even when things get hard or progress is slow. Stoicism tells us that the path to becoming wiser and bettering ourselves is often long and hard, but it is also very beneficial. The Stoic way of dealing with problems. Stoics don't see problems as impossible to solve, but as necessary steps on the way to becoming wise and growing. This view urges us to face difficulties head-on, using them as chances to improve our resolve and character. Marcus Aurelius said, "The impediment to action advances action. What stands in the way becomes the way." Actionable steps to improve persistence. 1. Make long-term plans and goals. Write down your long-term goals clearly and keep them in mind often. This helps you stay focused and motivated, especially when things get tough. 2. Break down big problems into smaller steps that you can handle. If you're facing a big problem or job, break it down into smaller steps that you can handle. This makes the task less scary and helps you make more progress. 3. Think about your past successes. Often remember yourself of the problems you've solved in the past. This serves to reinforce your faith in your capacity for tenacity and success. 4. Adopt a growth mindset. Believe that your skills and intelligence can improve as you work hard and don't give up. Resilience and a willingness to learn and grow are fostered by this approach. 5. Read and think about Stoic works that stress the virtue of perseverance to get ideas for your own writing. Knowing what Stoic thinkers knew can really help you and give you ideas. 6. Be patient in your daily life. Be patient in your daily life, whether you're waiting in line or dealing with a slow process. Patience is a crucial part of perseverance and can be developed through practice. Developing daily habits of consistency. Being consistent is a key part of learning to persevere. To build inner strength and resilience, Stoicism suggests that you practice and be disciplined on a daily basis. We can strengthen our commitment to our goals and improve our capacity for perseverance by incorporating regular habits and routines into our daily lives. Actionable steps to improve consistency. 1. Set daily routines. Make and stick to daily routines that help you reach your long-term goals, like setting aside a certain amount of time to study, exercise, or think. Doing these things over and over again builds focus and persistence. 2. Set notes and use calendars, plans, and other tools to help you stay on track with your habits and goals. Reviewing and changing your plan on a regular basis can help you stay on track and stay focused. 3. Small pledges every day. Make a promise to do small, doable jobs every day that help you reach your bigger goals. Little steps like these add up over time to make big gains. Using Stoic acceptance when things go wrong or take too long. Stoicism emphasizes the value of learning to accept the inevitable, such as delays or mistakes in our efforts. Stoicism advises us to keep our cool and adapt to losses rather than let them depress us. Steps you can take right now to use Stoic acceptance when things go wrong or take too long. 1. Accept the Stoic idea of making a distinction between the things you can control and the things you cannot in order to recognize the dichotomy of control. Pay attention to the things you can control and accept the things you can't with calm. 2. When things go wrong, look at them as chances to learn and grow. Don't let mistakes get you down. Instead, look at them rationally and find lessons or ways to get better. 3. Build resilience. Stoicism stresses how important it is to make yourself emotionally strong. Learn how to keep your emotions in check and be flexible when problems come up out of the blue. Putting the ideas of Stoicism into practice. By following these Stoic principles every day, you will improve your ability to keep going even when things get hard. You can build resilience in the face of hardship, keep your eyes on your long-term goals, and see failures as chances to learn and grow by following these steps. The road toward personal growth and ongoing learning may be difficult, but it is also very beneficial, as Stoicism ultimately tells us. Fostering the virtues of resilience and persistence will help you face problems and failures with a strong will, eventually reaching your goals and reaching your full potential. From classic advice to useful tips on how to boost your inner strength and resilience, Stoicism is a great way to get you through this trip. Lesson 8. Develop your perseverance and persistence and stay firm. Stoicism shows us how to keep going even when things get tough, especially when we're trying to improve ourselves and learn new things throughout our lives. This lesson is all about building up the strength to stick to our plans and goals, even when things get hard or progress is slow. Stoicism tells us that the path to becoming wiser and bettering ourselves is often long and hard, but it is also very beneficial. The Stoic way of dealing with problems. Stoics don't see problems as impossible to solve, but as necessary steps on the way to becoming wise and growing. This view urges us to face difficulties head-on, using them as chances to improve our resolve and character. Marcus Aurelius said, "The impediment to action advances action. What stands in the way becomes the way." Actionable steps to improve persistence. 1. Make long-term plans and goals. Write down your long-term goals clearly and keep them in mind often. This helps you stay focused and motivated, especially when things get tough. 2. Break down big problems into smaller steps that you can handle. If you're facing a big problem or job, break it down into smaller steps that you can handle. This makes the task less scary and helps you make more progress. 3. Think about your past successes. Often remember yourself of the problems you've solved in the past. This serves to reinforce your faith in your capacity for tenacity and success. 4. Adopt a growth mindset. Believe that your skills and intelligence can improve as you work hard and don't give up. Resilience and a willingness to learn and grow are fostered by this approach. 5. Read and think about Stoic works that stress the virtue of perseverance to get ideas for your own writing. Knowing what Stoic thinkers knew can really help you and give you ideas. 6. Be patient in your daily life. Be patient in your daily life, whether you're waiting in line or dealing with a slow process. Patience is a crucial part of perseverance and can be developed through practice. Developing daily habits of consistency. Being consistent is a key part of learning to persevere. To build inner strength and resilience, Stoicism suggests that you practice and be disciplined on a daily basis. We can strengthen our commitment to our goals and improve our capacity for perseverance by incorporating regular habits and routines into our daily lives. Actionable steps to improve consistency. 1. Set daily routines. Make and stick to daily routines that help you reach your long-term goals, like setting aside a certain amount of time to study, exercise, or think. Doing these things over and over again builds focus and persistence. 2. Set notes and use calendars, plans, and other tools to help you stay on track with your habits and goals. Reviewing and changing your plan on a regular basis can help you stay on track and stay focused. 3. Small pledges every day. Make a promise to do small, doable jobs every day that help you reach your bigger goals. Little steps like these add up over time to make big gains. Using stoic acceptance when things go wrong or take too long, stoicism emphasizes the value of learning to accept the inevitable, such as delays or mistakes in our efforts. Stoicism advises us to keep our cool and adapt to losses rather than let them depress us. Steps you can take right now to use stoic acceptance when things go wrong or take too long. 1. Accept the stoic idea of making a distinction between the things you can control and the things you cannot, in order to recognize the dichotomy of control. Pay attention to the things you can control and accept the things you can't with calm. 2. When things go wrong, look at them as chances to learn and grow. Don't let mistakes get you down. Instead, look at them rationally and find lessons or ways to get better. 3. Build resilience. Stoicism stresses how important it is to make yourself emotionally strong. Learn how to keep your emotions in check and be flexible when problems come up out of the blue. Putting the ideas of Stoicism into practice. By following these Stoic principles every day, you will improve your ability to keep going even when things get hard. You can build resilience in the face of hardship, keep your eyes on your long-term goals, and see failures as chances to learn and grow by following these steps. The road toward personal growth and ongoing learning may be difficult, but it is also very beneficial, as Stoicism ultimately tells us. Fostering the virtues of resilience and persistence will help you face problems and failures with a strong will, eventually reaching your goals and reaching your full potential. From classic advice to useful tips on how to boost your inner strength and resilience, Stoicism is a great way to get you through this trip. The Stoic way of thinking says that we should see them as normal parts of learning and chances to grow. Real-world tips for Stoic acceptance. See failures as chances to learn. When something goes wrong or takes too long, take the time to think about what went wrong and what you can learn from it. If you change how you look at failures, they become important lessons. Think about control in a Stoic way. Remind yourself of the Stoic dichotomy of control often. Pay attention to your actions and thoughts, which you can change, instead of the results, which you can't always control. Be mindful of your growth and accept it at your own pace. Know that progress is usually made in small steps, and that patience is a key part of sticking with something. You can strengthen your resolve to deal with the expected ups and downs of personal development and lifelong learning by adding these additional practices into your daily routine. A strong basis for building resilience and resolve on your path to knowledge and self-improvement is formed by consistency in practice and stoic acceptance of failures. Determination and determination are very important for Stoics who want to get smarter and better themselves. We develop the resilience and tenacity required to beat hurdles and continue our road of lifelong learning by setting long-term goals, breaking down challenges, focusing on past wins, adopting a growth mindset, finding inspiration in Stoic teachings, and practicing patience. Our character is strengthened and our life experiences are enriched by this dedication to perseverance, which also helps us reach our intellectual and personal goals. Lesson 9. Encourage intellectual humility and a willingness to learn. Train your mind to be open to new things and thoughts. Stoicism stresses how important it is to be intellectually humble and always be willing to learn. It's important to remember that we can always learn more, no matter how much we think we know. It means accepting the idea that our thoughts and views can change over time, especially as we gain new knowledge, experiences, and points of view. Stoic philosophy on information and wisdom. The Stoics knew that real wisdom comes from being aware of one's ignorance. They pushed for an attitude that is always looking to learn and grow, which is especially important in the world we live in now, where things change so quickly. This way of doing things not only helps us grow as people, but it also keeps our minds open to new ideas. Steps you can take right now to build intellectual humility. Learn new things all the time. Take the mindset of someone who is always learning and know that there is always something new to discover, no matter how old you are or how much experience you have. Think about what you believe. Regularly question the things you think and believe. Think about why you believe the things you do, and be ready to change your mind if new information or reasons come up. Look for different points of view. Look for ideas and views that are different from your own. Getting to know different points of view can help you understand things better and make you question what you think you know. Active listening is important. When you're talking or having a chat, especially about something hard or controversial, practice active listening. Instead of just waiting for your turn to talk, try to see things from the other person's point of view. Read a lot of different things. Reading books, papers, and other materials on a lot of different topics will help you learn more, even if they aren't normally your thing. Think about mistakes as chances to learn. Think about what went wrong and what you can learn from your mistakes when you make them. Intellectual humility is increased by seeing mistakes as chances to learn. Intellectual curiosity is a key cause of ongoing learning and an idea with deep roots in Stoic philosophy. It means genuinely wanting to learn about new things, understand difficult ideas, and discover new things for the sake of learning them. Our minds stay busy and open, ready to learn and grow from every new piece of information, when we keep our intellectual interest alive. To improve your intellectual interest in real life, try learning about new things on a regular basis. Set aside time to learn about things that aren't normally interesting to you. This could mean going to talks, watching films, or taking internet classes on topics you don't know much about. Have discussions that make you think. Talk with people who can give you new thoughts or make you think about things in new ways. Having talks that are mentally interesting can make you curious and help you learn more. Write down your questions. Keep a diary where you can write down new questions, thoughts, or topics that interest you. Come back to these questions often and learn more about them through study or conversation. Using the beginner's mind to learn. The beginner's mind is a Zen Buddhist idea that fits well with Stoic principles. It means tackling every situation with the openness and excitement of a beginner, no matter how much you know. This way of thinking helps you get over intellectual pride and encourages a deeper, more humble way of learning and understanding. How to keep your mind like a beginner? Look at what you're learning with new eyes. Try to see everything you're learning as if it were your first time, whether you're learning something new or going over something you already know. This method helps you learn new things and keeps you from getting comfortable. Mindfulness in learning is recommended. Pay close attention and be fully present while you learn. Being mindful helps you understand and value the details of what you're learning more deeply. Ask for help and comments often. Even if you are an expert in a certain area, ask other people for comments and help. This habit keeps you focused and willing to keep getting better. By adding these extra practices to the way you learn, you not only follow the principles of Stoicism, but you also improve your ability to learn and grow intellectually. Having intellectual interest and keeping an open mind are great ways to make sure that your learning and self-improvement journey is rewarding. A key part of Stoic practice and personal growth is encouraging intellectual humility and a willingness to learn. Lifelong learning, questioning our views, looking for different points of view, constantly listening, reading a lot, and learning from our mistakes all help us create an attitude that is always ready to change and accept new ideas. This way of thinking not only helps us understand the world better, but it also makes it easier for us to change, grow, and do well in a world that is always changing. Being intellectually humble keeps us grounded and open, which is good for our emotional and intellectual growth. 10th lesson, be open to change and flexible. Develop the ability to think and act in different ways. The last lesson in our Stoic journey stresses how important it is to be open to change and able to adapt. Being able to deal with change is one of the most important virtues that Stoicism teaches us. This lesson is all about learning how to handle new situations and problems with ease and grace, which is a skill that you will need for lifelong learning and personal growth. The meaning of change in Stoicism. According to Stoic philosophy, change is a natural part of the world. According to Marcus Aurelius, observe constantly that all things take place by change. Realizing and accepting this idea is important for staying calm and productive in a world that is always changing. Mindful acceptance is a useful skill for dealing with uncertainty. By practicing mindfulness, you can accept the current moment as it is, with all of its doubts and possibilities. This kind of understanding makes you less worried about what you don't know. Pay attention to what you can change. When you're not sure what will happen, think about things you can control, like how you react and what choices you make, instead of what you can't change. Prepare for what could go wrong. You can't plan for every possible outcome, but making general plans for what to do in different situations can help you feel more at ease and less afraid of the unknown. Being able to let go and move on. Being able to let go of things that don't help you is a big part of being adaptable. This includes old views, bad habits, and even goals that are no longer important to you. The idea of Stoicism stresses how important it is to know when to change direction and have the guts to do so. How to learn to let go in real life. 1. Self-reflection. Look at your goals, habits, and beliefs on a regular basis to see if they still fit with your present situation and ideals. This helps figure out what might need to be changed or let go of. 2. Get better at detachment. Learn to separate yourself from results and know that letting go is often a part of growing. It doesn't mean not caring, but it does mean not being too attached to one road or result. 3. Develop inner peace, even when things are changing around you. Do things like meditation or Stoic thoughts that help you keep your inner peace even when things are changing around you. It's simpler to let go and move forward when you have inner tranquility. You can strengthen your capacity to change, deal with uncertainty, and let go when necessary by adding these extra practices into your daily routine. These skills are very important for getting through life's constantly changing scenery and for continuing to learn and grow. Stoic philosophy supports the idea that accepting uncertainty and learning to let go are necessary for surviving in a world that is constantly changing. In order to follow the Stoic philosophy and succeed in the modern world, one must be open to change and able to adapt. We can be ready for life's inevitable changes with confidence and ease if we practice cognitive flexibility, develop a change attitude, plan for different outcomes, stay informed, make habits more flexible, and learn from past events. Being able to change not only helps us deal with the unknowns of life, but it also lets us experience new things, learn new things, and grow as people in a world that is always changing. Getting better at adapting is one of the most useful skills we can learn. It's important to think about the lasting effects these lessons can have on our daily lives as we come to the end of this trip through the Stoic philosophy. Stoicism is more than just an intellectual discussion. It also gives advice on how to live a life of virtue, resilience, and happiness. By applying these lessons to our daily lives, we give ourselves the tools to handle life's difficulties and take advantage of its chances with kindness and knowledge. The things we've talked about aren't just ideas. They're meant to be lived out and experienced. Marcus Aurelius said, "Don't waste time arguing about what a good man should be. Be one." This is what Stoicism is all about, being a good man. If you want to build resilience, mindfulness, acceptance of change, or kindness, it's all about putting your philosophy into action. It's possible to live a more informed and happy life with each lesson. Stoic ideals require ongoing work and thought in order to be implemented in our lives. The trip is more important than the end goal, because it's a journey where the road is important as well. There are new chances every day to show these virtues, learn from our mistakes, and grow together as people. The beauty of Stoic philosophy is that it is always useful and can help us no matter what we are going through. Let's take the Stoics' knowledge with us and use it as a guide for our actions and decisions as we go forward. Let's start each day with the goal of living by these values, being mindful of our thoughts and deeds, and always trying to get better. Not only does that make our own lives better, but it also makes the lives of those around us better. As a final thought, keep in mind that Stoicism is not about being perfect, but about making progress. It's about being kind to ourselves as we work to improve ourselves, noticing our progress, and learning from our mistakes. Let's follow the Stoic way with respect, courage, and an open heart, ready to handle whatever life throws at us with calm and knowledge. Thank you for joining us on this journey of Stoic knowledge. May your journey be full of growth, resilience, and deep inner peace.